Hi everybody, just an update on our journeys and our concerts. We left on Sunday morning last from Spring after our concert in the Cypress Creek in the Centrum and headed to Galveston by car. We loaded our stuff into the people carrier and headed down the highway, passing Houston, through Houston, and noticing all the skyscrapers on the left-hand side of our journey as we journeyed due south towards the coast. We arrived in Galveston Island in the early afternoon and got ourselves ensconced in our hotel before moving swiftly then to the Grand Opera House for our early sound check and rehearsal with the band. This was the first and only time on our tour when we were having a matinee performance in the venue, the Grand Opera House, at 4 o'clock. So there was much to be done, having left early in the morning from Spring, to get ourselves together and get everything organised. There are pictures, of course, of the Grand Opera House, I think, on the website by now, and I think on a few tweets. So do try and get a chance to have a look at that beautiful theatre, or go online. Indeed, if you Google it, you should get images and a short, brief history of what is a beautiful building with a wonderful acoustic. It has a certain intimacy, which is always encouraging and affirming for any performer or any act. And we certainly experienced that on the afternoon when we became, if I may suggest, matinee idols. That line went down quite well with the audience. They enjoyed the joke. I don't think any of us looked like Rudolph Valentino, but there you go. It was worth a try. The audience were fantastic, very, very warm, and it was a full house. I think there were only about 6 seats left in the entire building, which holds about 1,000, if not more, people. So we were absolutely thrilled. We had a really, really enjoyable concert there, and afterwards we were treated to a lovely meal across the road in a restaurant by the sponsors. And we've got an opportunity to meet people there and chat and talk. And it's strange, you know, you go to an environment where you don't know the people, but by the time the meal was left, we had talked about so many things that were of mutual interest, and that really was very nice. That left us then with Monday in downtown Galveston, free. This was one day we had off, which was not a travel day. It gave us the opportunity to literally walk ourselves around as much of Galveston and of Galveston Island as we could from the Gulf of Mexico to the bay where the boats and the cruise liners dock. It was lovely just meandering around some beautiful buildings, not very tall, very similar to buildings at home, and not too dissimilar from buildings actually in Belfast, which of course is a very important port, and it's a bit like Galveston in that respect. You know, buildings of 3 or 4 stories high from the 19th century. Really nice, beautiful architecture. We got the opportunity to visit a number of other sites, the Pleasure Pier, Murdoch's shops, which extend out over the Gulf of Mexico on stilts, really quirky and lovely. The Bishop's Palace, it's no longer the Bishop's Palace now, it's been given over to the Historical Association of Galveston, but is it an architectural gem? So we got the opportunity to see that. And unfortunately, we couldn't take pictures because we weren't allowed, and there's no guidebook available. But again, you may be able to find out more information about it on the World Wide Web. Finished off yesterday evening, Monday evening, with a team meal actually, where we got the first opportunity to sit down together and just not be under any pressure and just enjoy a meal together and with chat and talk and all that goes with people who've been journeying together for the past 3 to 4 weeks. We leave now this morning for Houston, the airport, and then head off to Wichita, where our next concert takes place tomorrow, Wednesday, in the evening. So I will give you further information and keep you up to speed on our travels when we get to Wichita. All the best. Bye-bye.